All right, guys, we're going to look in chapter 2, Romans chapter 2 today. We're going to be in verses 6 through 16. And for those of you who might be confused, I taught this yesterday, filmed it, videoed it, uploaded it, put it up. Some of you probably saw it. It only had like 10 Facebook views, so most of them get like a lot more, 40, 50, 60. So I'm not sure why. But anyway, I'm kind of glad because I took it down. I didn't say anything wrong. I didn't say anything false. I just said a whole bunch of things unclearly, and I just was not happy with it at all. So I'm redoing it. I apologize for that if it caused confusion, but I'm redoing it here. I think this one will be shorter and just better. So let's read it. It's Romans chapter 2, verses 6 through 16. He will render, talking about God, to each person according to their works. For those who by patience in doing well seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury, or indignation, some of your translations will say. Wrath and fury. Where was I at? Now I lost it. It's so hard for me. I try to look at the little camera and then look back here. There will be wrath and indignation for all those who are disobedient. Self-seeking, but there will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek, but glory and honor and peace to everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek, for God shows no partiality. For all who have sinned without the law will perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves. Even though they do not have the law, they show that the work of the law is written on their hearts. Their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or excuse them on the day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men through Jesus Christ. So let's look at this. You know what? There's a lot. As I'm redoing it, I know exactly why I got off track yesterday. So much in here. The main elements here, number one, God is going to judge. We have seen that all through chapter 1 and the first couple verses of chapter 2 already in the past week and a half or so. That's a fact. God will judge, period. And the Bible is so straightforward about this all the way through. Okay, from chapter 2, on the day you eat of it, you will surely die. God will judge sin. When sin happens, God judges it, period. The wage of sin is death. We'll get to that here in a couple days here in the book of Romans, that particular verse. But there is a judgment, and it is real, and the wrath of God is real, okay? And ever since God said that, Satan has been lying about it. You will not surely die. He said it to Eve in the very next page in Genesis, from Genesis 2 to Genesis 3. And he says it all the time, and there are preachers, false preachers, who say it all the time. It is probably the core, the bottom rung, foundational level lie of all that Satan does, that God will not judge sin, that sin is okay. And almost every other thing, every other falsehood that gets taught out of the Bible somehow traces back to that lie, that God will not judge sin. And remember, Genesis 6, the earth had grown wicked so that every thought of every human heart was only evil continually, right? Genesis 6, 6. I think it's verse 6. They were forgetting God. They were not acknowledging God, and they were not acknowledging that God is righteous and that God will judge. Okay, they grew up, they had Enoch a few generations before that who walked with God and was no more. That should have caught attention. They had Moses' father Lamech prophesied about Moses. Noah's father was Lamech. He prophesied about Noah. Okay, there were godly people. Men began to call upon the name of the Lord in the time of Seth and his son This was happening, and people were denying it. There's no such thing. God won't judge. God loves you. God's love. Love is, if he truly loves us, he wouldn't punish us, right? I mean, it's utter garbage. Yes, of course God loves you. That's not garbage. But the fact that he loves you means he will discipline. The fact that he loves you, he loves righteousness. You're in his image. You're supposed to carry his image. So he's going to judge sin, period. That's not, do not doubt it, and do not listen to any preacher who casts doubt on that. Any teaching out of the Bible that makes light of God's discipline, of God's wrath, is wrong, and it's satanic at its root. I don't know that everybody who says that stuff is a Satan worshiper. I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying that they're deceived by Satan's lie that he has been using from the start. You will not surely die. It's a lie, okay? There is judgment, and it is coming, okay? And it's coming on all of those. Watch this. Not just, remember chapter 1, not just the murderers and the haters of God and those people. It's coming on, look at this. He will render to each person according to his works. Those who by patience and doing well seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But those who are self-seeking. Self-seeking, do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. Be wrath and indignation. Self-seeking is how he summarizes all that stuff that we saw in chapter 1. Go back and watch it. Go back and read it. Chapter 1 ends with a big, long list of evil, evil sin. From verses 18 through 28 of chapter 1, or 16 through 28. Sorry. Let me just double check. 18 through 32. Yeah, my goodness. Man. Read your Bible every day, man. You're going to forget stuff. I just taught that out for a full straight week, and I can't remember the verses. There's tons of evil, but it gets summarized right here in this little verse. Those who are self-seeking. Those who are self-seeking. You put yourself first. That's what it means to be self-seeking, okay? They look out for their own interests. Okay, that's what it means. It means you wake up today and I'm going to call the shots today. I'm self-seeking. That's how he summarizes it. That God's wrath, God's judgment is coming against that. Some of yours might say contentious there instead of self-seeking. All that means is they're contending for themselves. All right, it's the same at the core. It's the same meaning. All right, God's judgment is real. And it's coming. Now, we'll get into some other stuff tomorrow, but I want you to see this. You're going to ask. Romans is full of answers to questions that everybody asks. And everybody asks, what about people who don't know? God's not going to judge people who never heard. They don't know. Verse 15, it's written on their hearts. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts. And their conscience also bears witness. They know right from wrong. Everybody knows right from wrong. Everybody knows right from wrong. It's written on the heart. How do we know it's written on the heart? Because God made everybody and God put it there. It's just innate. It's built into the DNA. And he says it's written on your heart and your conscience also bears witness. All right? Everybody knows right from wrong. Across the world, every person in the history of the world, every nation, every society, every family in the history of the world has known good from evil, written on the heart, straight in by God himself. Well, why is there so much evil? If everybody knows good and evil, if everybody knows what's right, why is there so much evil? Because we're sinners. Read the Bible. I mean, it's so obvious. We know good and evil, and we do evil often. There's a temptation to it. Education, just knowing things, doesn't set you straight. Man, we'll get into that tomorrow. It's not the hearers of the law. Just knowing it doesn't make you do it. If that were true, nobody would smoke cigarettes. Nobody would shoot up with drugs and heroin. If we just said knowledge is all you need, just know right from wrong, and then you'll always do what's right. Unfortunately, that's not true. Because everybody knows that shooting up heroin is bad. Everybody knows that. Do it anyway. Get addicted to it. Get hooked on it. There's a temptation there. Everybody knows so. You do this all day long. You know things are wrong, you do them anyway. It's bad. It's evil. And God says there's judgment for it. So that's why we need to keep studying. That's why we need to keep reading and stay faithful. Trust God for his mercy. Because it's not going to be your righteousness that brings you into heaven. Because you're self-seeking. And that's going to bring you judgment and wrath. it's the grace of God, and that's it. Praise the Lord. We'll keep on working through chapter 2 here. I'll see you tomorrow right at noon. God bless.